fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And 580 KIDO, the chaos continues. We're having a great time here at the Mobile Command Center. We've got Tea Party Bob, we've got Jason from the Mission. We've got our friend Tara, whose husband loves the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've got Jim and Star, who's going to issue a challenge. Hotel Ryan running the cameras for those at the VIP Club that are watching exclusively right now on 580KIDO.com. VIP membership required. Just kidding, folks. We will take your phone calls. We're here at the Walmart collecting turkeys to benefit the Boise Rescue Mission. Remember, it's better to give a turkey than to be a turkey, right? And we all know, at least I know about, being a turkey. Quickly to the phones, we go to our own Megan Kelly, and that is Linda from Emmett at 580KIDO. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, you know, I can't say this anymore, Linda.
Uh-oh.
Because Mrs. Miller monitors this program. And that I am a married man, I can't say, you know, I could say hypothetically the only thing that would keep me warm during the cold, brazen Russian winter.
Be careful.
Is your voice echoing, chiming throughout the Treasure Valley.
Oh, that's a wonderful compliment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Great turkey. Appreciate it. Another young man bringing a turkey. Here at 580KIDO. So, Linda, what can we do for you today?
Well, number one, I wanted to say thank you to you for all you do for all of us in the Treasure Valley and the outlying areas, whether, you know, you go someplace to help raise funds, you do the work for the mission. I've never in my life had a talk radio personality extend themselves out like you do, and the station allows you to.
You've never met a one that wants to keep his job like me.
Well,
that's true.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Hey, things are rough all over, but
I know.
You bring up
I'm gonna come down sometime before Thanksgiving, but I refuse to come down on ice skates today because that would be a disaster. So slick up here, it's miserable.
You know something, I think you need to take one for the team. You need to be a giver. I think that would go viral, you slipping and falling on your derriere.
Yeah, it probably would, and I know it'd hurt, too.
Well, look, you're doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, just think. But how long, you're going to be there until when?
Till Saturday at 6.
Till Saturday at 6, okay. If the weather clears out, I will see you probably Saturday.
Well, you know, the Ghost Mountain Riders are going to be here. Tea Party Bob's going to be flexing a little. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, why not? Are you staying warm in your travel trailer?
You know, I can't really say that, it's only thoughts of our conversations.
I know.
That keep me warm because I'm a married man, but hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Okay. But after my disastrous trip down to the station last weekend.
We got lost.
The weekend before, I got so lost it wasn't even funny. And I stopped and saw Dorothy, and she gave me the most beautiful bouquet of roses and some other things in it. And
well, you can't be plugging Mrs. Miller's business here.
Huh?
You can't be plugging her business. I'll get in trouble for that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, it was such a surprise and such a warm feeling.
I love you to death, but it's starting to sound like Ronnie here.
Oh, now, come on. Don't compare me to Ronnie. Good
well,
Lord.
It's not just a conversation between you and me. There are thousands of people listening right now, or at least 10, that are going to determine my fate. So I got to be controversial, flamboyant, some panache. You know all about that from your your past.
Yes. But I, no, like I said when I first came.
Burlesque.
We are so blessed to have someone like you on the radio who gets interested in what is going on with our people. And it's not, here's $20, go buy a turkey. You actually get
am a turkey.
And get turkeys.
I actually am a turkey, yes.
Well, I know you're a turkey.
Well, sweetheart, I appreciate it, but I have to run.
All right, dear. Stay warm.
I will, Linda. Thank you very much for your kind comments.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-KIDO, we continue on at the Mobile Command Center. We're joined by Jason from the Boise Rescue Mission. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580-KIDO. We've got our friends Daryl and Sheila donating a turkey from the Canyon County Tea Party. Thank you very much, Daryl and Sheila.
Wow.
It's early, but have you been surprised so many people have shown up? You've had a chance to talk to a few people this morning.
You know, Kevin, it's been great. Your listeners are showing up two turkeys at a time, doubling down on the good. It really has been amazing and remarkable.
Now, when you talk to folks, tell us a little bit about what you talk about. There was a gentleman from the paintball place that came by.
You know, we had Scott Kramer come from Paintball. Pardon me. He's got two turkeys in hand. And he said, this feels good. I need to help out. There's a guy who's got joy in his heart that knows he's going to make a difference for a couple of families this holiday season.
Well, it would be nice, and again, with respect, that if you have people that, you know, work in the firearms industry, that work at the folks that sell the weapons, to come down and take the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge. And, you know, I'd love to see people from every gun store. And this is the Second Amendment show, if you will. I'd love to see, you know, people from one gun store challenging another. We've got Jim from Star that later on in the program is going to issue a challenge to all the car dealers here. And really, that's what it's for, a good cause and getting people fired up.
Thanks for making rescue your mission.
Well, indeed. Tell us about how many people need to be fed and what's going on right now throughout the nonprofit community.
You know, I'll tell you what we're seeing at the rescue mission. Between the four shelters, we're serving almost 1,100 hot meals per day. We're seeing record numbers of people in need. And I'm not talking about those that are just staying or sleeping in the facilities. I'm talking about families who live by the shelters that are realizing that they can get a hot meal for the family, for the kids, save $5, $10, or $20, put that towards a power bill to keep the power on, to keep the heat on, to stay in their own homes, Kevin. This is serious stuff.
Indeed, and when you talk to businesses, yeah, don't get too close, Sheila, actually, because you'll catch on fire. We had somebody catch on fire before, no kidding. it is kind of crazy here. But let's talk a little bit about the children. What's going on with the kids?
You know, when we see moms running from bad relationships, there's a really, seriously, a disintegration of family. There's no longer that safety net of family. So when you've got moms on the run with kids in tow, living in cars, kids are still supposed to perform. They're supposed to show up at school. They're supposed to learn. They need to eat. Thank you again for your help in helping collect turkeys this holiday season.
Jason, tell me about the family that was living in the car.
You know, they were rifling through donations in front of the rescue mission's warehouse. My wife and I pulled up to donate some coats. And I said, friends, how are you doing? What do you need? They said, well, we're really looking for coats. We're anticipating it getting real cold. They were right. That's a serious and real fear, knowing that you're going to live in a car with four people, no place to go and be cold. I couldn't imagine that.
And what happened?
You know what? When we unloaded about 20 bags of coats that had been donated, thanks to this amazing and generous community, these guys, they were like so excited, like Christmas, opening up gifts, holding real coats to save their lives and keep them warm.
And that's just some of the things and some of the magic that happens daily at the Boise Rescue Mission, BoiseRM.org. We'll hear more from Jason coming up. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580-KIDO. Let's go to Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter. Good morning, Tom Munns.
Good morning, my cold, frigid brother. No, you're probably not frigid. You're probably just cold.
Look, I'm a jolly little elf. I'm fine. Or, I'm sorry, a butterball, as Rick Lance called me. And by the way, I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, I'm sure it is a compliment.
Look, you can't sit there. No, Tea Party Bob, I haven't finished the first Sausage McMuffin. you can't sit back and, you know, expect people to say, well, he's a good boy. Look, if you look like a butterball, you dress like a butterball, you're a butterball.
No political correctness for you, right, Kevin?
Nothing wrong with being a turkey.
Well, I just wanted to call and say happy Thanksgiving. I think that the time to give thanks, you know, I think we give the Lord thanks for all we've
When got. Are we going to see you, Tom Munns?
I was either going to plan to come down today, or I was going to come back from tomorrow from my trip back into from out of town tomorrow. I'm not sure yet.
Don't come empty-handed. Daryl and Sheila already have you trumped. They said, hey, don't be a turkey. Give a turkey.
Oh, I won't come empty-handed. No, I won't come empty-handed.
Well, don't be bringing ammo.
No, I won't be bringing ammo either.
And don't bring the popo from Montana either.
I think you're pretty safe in that regard, Kevin.
Well, I appreciate that, but I look forward to talking to you on and off the air. And anything else you'd like to say here?
No, I just wanted to say God bless you and God bless Idaho, man. We've got a pretty good state. We just need to focus all of our efforts on keeping it that way.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, sir.
Take care, buddy.
Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, traveling as we move along. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. We go to Robbie in Caldwell. Good morning, Robbie.
Hey, it's Robbie from Caldwell, not to be confused with gentleman from Caldwell. Wanted to give you some road conditions. And
The Dukes of Hazzard, yes, that guy.
Yeah, I borrow stuff from my neighbors all the time. It's really cool. Snow shovels. I tried to plow my street. I tie them to the front of my car, but they all broke, and everybody's pissed off at me now. But, you know.
Things happen.
Yeah. And, what else? I tried to borrow the car, but they told me that, you know, I can't drive that. So that was that. It's really easy to get lawnmowers right now, but it's stupid snow. You know, you can't even mow your lawn right now. But that's about it.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm going to sign out, and maybe I'll see you at Overland Walmart. Which Walmart are you at?
The Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, Robbie.
Garrity. Okay, I can find that, I think.
Well.
All right, man.
All right, thank you, bro.
I'll see you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, this show has gone to a different level. Now we have people parroting the callers. So we have Ronnie, who we get the most comments on. And now we have Robbie, who's doing his own version of Ronnie. Let's go to Tea Party Bob here at 580KIDO, our great supporter. What do you make of that?
I think the roads are terrible. I think Ronnie's better stay in his house.
Well, you got Ronnie and Robbie.
They're both better stay in their houses.
What's next? Are we going to have somebody doing a parody of Tea Party Bob?
I don't know. Is that possible?
It could be. It could be.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I was just kind of surprised. The ice that's on these roads is just very perilous.
It is, and you get that false sense of security, unfortunately. You're driving down, everything's good. Hey, hey, hey! Woo, Nelly! You're in the ditch.
Yeah, and then as soon as you hit a dry spot, everybody hits their brakes so they can slow down.
And that is never good. We'll talk more about road conditions coming up. You holding up all right, brother?
I'm doing cool.
You're a cool cucumber.
Real cool.
Huh? Yes, I see. All right. 818, Kevin Miller in the morning. We will talk a little bit about your road reports coming up next. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Kevin Miller, the Big Turkey. Kevin, of course, from KIDO Radio. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. I'm not sure why, but you look more natural today than I think I've ever seen you before.
It's always better to give a turkey than to be one.
Larry, I'm writing down here. It's always better to give a turkey than to be
than
a
to
turkey.
To be a turkey. Yeah, so seriously, I'm going to put that on a plaque, and I'm going to hang that up on the wall at Channel 7, yeah. Kevin Miller quote.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm the happy. KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436. 580 KIDO, we are doing your road reports here this morning. We are at the Garrity Walmart. We'll be here till Saturday. And looking forward to a lot of folks coming by. I want to thank Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. Daryl, why don't you jump on here real quick and talk a little bit about why you brought down a turkey and your thoughts on the state of the republic here and the roads. We are taking your road report calls at 580-5436. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hold on. Jim, flip on the mics there over there. Just keep turning ones until it goes. Let's try that again. Nope, nope. We the right one, the left one. Let's try it again.
Good morning.
There we go. Great. All right. Thank you very much. So, Daryl, talk a little bit about the spirit of giving.
The spirit of giving. Well, we brought a turkey down. I have been trying to get involved this season. This came on kind of early, this cold, but I sure need to get people the help they need, that's for sure. And I think this is the time for the spirit of giving.
Certainly, we all appreciate what we have now more than ever. Why give a turkey today? You and Sheila came down.
Well, we wanted to help your cause, and we don't really like turkey. We usually get a duck or a goose. They're a lot tastier, I think, but turkeys are good. They go a long ways, and with all the trimmings and everything, they're just fine. They're wonderful. I love all the other things that go along with the turkey.
Well, the family and the friends and everything else.
Oh yeah, even our Japanese exchange students practice our same holidays and everything in Japan. Just to keep up with the rest of the world, they contribute in these things too.
Indeed,
spirit of giving,
mm-hmm.
And family around Christmas time. It's all over the world, and I think America did it.
What about anybody that you'd like to challenge to give a turkey to?
Challenge to give a turkey?
That's what we're talking about. Maybe you'd like to challenge other Tea Party groups.
Oh, sure. How about the Canyon County Tea Party or the Washington Tea Party? Let's see. I bet you we give more than they will.
How about the Ada County Tea Party? How
that
about Tea
too.
Party Boise?
Tea Party Boise is no longer, I don't think.
Well, then I guess they won't be given turkeys.
They won't be in there. It's Ada County now.
Well, maybe Ada County will show up. Canyon County has shown up.
Yeah, Washington County, they should be out here.
Gem County, they should be out there. Boise County, they should be out here.
Right.
So hopefully all the Tea Party groups will do that.
Maybe they hear us up in Kootenai County. Maybe they could
bring down some turkeys. Well, Daryl, anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, I just noticed that there's a lot of talk on the news about common ground and getting together and compromising. I think that's not the way to do it. I think we should stand our ground and not let the media take over the opportunity we have with the last election to get some good things done. But it's not common ground. It's doing what's right. You know, also with compromise. No, it's not a compromise. It's doing the right thing. Compromising means that it's just a tool for them to have some kind of a win out of failure. So I think we should stick to our guns.
We appreciate that. Daryl, thank you for the turkey.
Sure. You're welcome.
All right. It's 829 Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you would like to stop by, we would love to see you, number one. Number two, we'd love to get some road reports. And coming up, Jim from Star wants to challenge the car dealers here in the Treasure Valley. Time for news here at 580-KIDO.
News.
Jolly little Mary Elf.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's such a beautiful morning to be out here.
Don't stand too next to the heater. You'll catch on fire.
Fireball.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Fireball!
And, folks, please be very careful, especially those visiting us here. You could catch fire, as almost happened moments ago, despite the numerous warnings concerning our heat here
at 580KIDO. We're joined by Jim from Star, who is a little rambunctious, but he always comes out to our great events. And one of my favorite memories in broadcasting has to be the last time that we were here. There was a dunk tank and there was a Dr. Pepper cart, and we couldn't get anybody to move it. So Jim shows up with his vehicle. He tows the Dr. Pepper vending cart. It was the funniest thing, trailer, because I'm watching you drive up and down the Walmart parking lot going, hey, look at me. I've got a Dr. Pepper trailer.
Yeah, remember that? I had the full Dr. Pepper vending trailer, and it's like, I could just take this and take off.
Exactly. And then you actually you were the one that that moved our trailer here. And you've always supported us, so we do appreciate that. Thank you.
You're awesome. I can't believe, just so the listeners know that Kevin's the real deal, I dropped by here yesterday, long after the show was over, and Kevin's still outside. And it, you know, I can handle the cold. It is, can I say damn cold? It is damn cold. It really is.
And can I really stop you?
Well, I don't think so. And here he is yesterday at about 4 o'clock, where he could have easily gotten his cozy little trailer and just said, forget it. And he's still out here supporting people to, you know, go in, buy turkeys, donate to the rescue mission. So you're the real deal, dude, and we respect that big time.
Well, I respect the opportunity to do this, because you never know when these things go away. You know, it's amazing to have great folks like you and Tea Party Bob and Daryl and Sheila that make this happen. This really is a program that I think succeeds in spite of itself. The support in the community is just incredible, and we see that now with how many turkeys we've gotten already.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome, and, you know, we're looking forward to Corwin Ford. We want to get on the bandwagon and donate some turkeys today, and it sounds like you've got some ideas for us.
So you're representing Corwin Ford, is that correct?
I sure am.
All right, so you would like to challenge perhaps the car dealers in the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, I sure would. I'd like to throw out a little challenge for them, you know, to get involved and, you know, the car industry.
Now, you got to cut a promo here.
Now, we will do that.
Now, you got to, you know, you got to sound like a wrestler. You got to sound like you mean it.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Always going for the cheap pop, aren't you?
I might get Bob to do all the voiceover for me, though.
Okay, Bob's mic isn't on. Stick to the script.
Okay,
here.
Stick to the script.
So how many turkeys are you going to donate for Corwin Ford today?
You know, I'm still thinking about it. I got to see what they're going for.
You know, quite frankly, I need a number here so you can properly challenge folks.
You know, I'd say, what is it, half a dozen turkeys sound pretty good?
Sounds great.
Okay, let's do that. And I'll probably donate a few from the Mrs. and Mrs. Wilkie Fund.
So what you're saying, from Corwin Ford, you're challenging the car dealers in the Treasure Valley to donate 6 turkeys apiece.
Yep. You guys out there, everybody that's in the car business here in the Treasure Valley, what's it going to hurt to donate a half a dozen turkeys for a great cause? Because obviously you wouldn't be doing the things you do with the rescue mission if they didn't need the help, right? So let's all join together and do it, and let's get a half a dozen turkeys over here at the Garrity Walmart, where the big KIDO tent set up. And let Kevin know.
Half a dozen turkeys per car dealership.
Per car dealership, yeah. And you know what? It's something that us car dealers can do, and we're happy to do it. So let's step forward and do it.
And you've got a big event coming up?
We do. We have a real big event coming up on December the 13th from noon to 3. Who knows? He may stay a little longer. But Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be at the Corwin Ford here, right here off the Nampa Garrity exit, and we're going to be doing pictures with the kids, and we're going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus, and we're also there with the Marine Corps gathering toys for tots. So bring your unwrapped toy for the kids that are you know, less fortunate, and that's something that Corwin Ford totally stands behind, and us, along with the Marine Corps and Toys for Tots program, we're sponsoring. It should be a really fun event for the kids and for the families. And Tea Party Bob.
Jim from Star, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. And once again, Corwin Ford challenging the car dealers in the Treasure Valley to donate a half a dozen turkeys. We do appreciate the folks at Corwin Ford and our great friend Jim from Star for making that happen. Phone number is here. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Can I say one last thing?
I think you've said enough.
Can we just give Kevin the bird? Give Kevin the bird. 6 of them. 6 of them. See, now when he calls me Timmy, I know I'm done.
You are done.
It's done, huh?
You're done.
All right, Ryan, cut the mics. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Issues that we are talking about, one national being the supposed showdown in Ferguson, Missouri. Your thoughts on that, we'll get to that in a minute. But road reports, and this is something that is unique, that is nonpartisan, that is something that we can all embrace. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Give us your road conditions, your road reports. Heck, it's been a week since the snow happened. Well, almost. And still some local area roads are not what they should be. And in addition to the road reports, let's take a look at just some of the driving. I mean, how difficult is it to understand when there's ice on the road, you go slow? And whether it's salt, whether it's calcium chloride, whether it's competency, whether it's incompetency, you know, who's to blame for the lack of back roads, area roads that are still bad? I caught myself when we were driving around here thinking, hey, this is great. And then all of a sudden you hit a slick spot. And again, white gold for the tow truck drivers, white gold for the body men, not so much for you during this holiday season. And then you have to worry about the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM jabroni slappies that listen to FM radio, that are too busy listening to the mindless dribble, that don't understand that you have to pay attention to the road, that you have to drive defensively. I mean, we have a lot of things going on here, and you just sit back and you think to yourself, hey, is it the government's place? And I always like when people say, I like limited government. Okay, I get that. I get that you like limited government, but there's a drawback to limited government. We're seeing that with the roads. And, you know, sooner or later, and I will tell you this, we're going to have some intrepid reporters coming up, and they're very smart. They're going to say, well, we're over budget for the sand. We're over budget for the salt. We're over budget for everything else. And you think, well, government should plan for this. How do you plan for something that just comes out and bites you? Let's go back to the phones. I believe our friend, it's Alma the Anti-Fracker, joining us at 580-KIDO. Alma, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. And, you know, I actually, in listening to Jim from Star, I want to throw the gauntlet down. I think six is, it should be doubled. I would like to challenge everybody, especially our business owners, of which I am. I am committing to bring you a dozen turkeys. I think that, you know, as members of the community and business owners, you know, we have a responsibility to help those less fortunate in the community. And I am so grateful and appreciative for your work and efforts. You are, you know, they chose well when they chose you for the Marconi Award.
Well, thank you, Alma. You never have to worry about us, you know, not getting any bail. We'll pay your bail from now on.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, I wanted to tell you of a situation that happened yesterday, a couple things, actually. I had appeared to speak before our Payette County Board of County Commissioners, and John Pizerich, who is an attorney for Alta Mesa, he's also a vice president for them, and he is a registered lobbyist for Halliburton. And unbeknownst to me, he was there, I guess, standing in the hall, and as we left, he actually physically assaulted a gentleman by the name of Emerson Urey, who is with EnviroNews. He's a bureau chief with EnviroNews, and he's
now I didn't see that, Alma, so to quote the Allen L. Morton School of Law, I have to say allegedly. So if you witnessed it, that's great, but for all purposes, I have to say allegedly, but go ahead with this alleged assault that you witnessed.
Well, the beauty about it is that Emerson had his camera rolling, so there is evidence of it. He was in his language. While he's in very mild manners and all shucks, thanks, ma'am, when he's in front of the commissioners and the planning and zoning members. But let me tell you what, I saw a completely different side of Mr. Pizerich, which was quite ugly yesterday. But there is video out there.
You have video of said action.
Yes. Video of said action.
Wow.
And there were
Where's the video at?
Well, I actually posted a link on your personal Facebook page, and I would be happy. What I should do is I guess go on the blog and put it up there as well. It's
or
on
you
my
could,
personal.
And put it on the Kevin Miller Show page as well.
I will do that. I absolutely will do that.
The Michael
the
Scott Paper Company, yes.
No problem. Well, and it's quite clear in the languages, I will issue a warning, the language emanating from Mr. Pizerich is some might find offensive. But,
now, I've got something for you. What are you doing Monday at 8, next Monday?
Monday, I would be available for you. Would you like for me to come visit? Or
I'm going to have a showdown between you and Tea Party Bob. He's gonna set you right. Tea Party Bob?
We're going to talk to Fracking Elmer. We're going to teach her what's right and what's wrong.
You're going to school her.
We're going to give her a little schooling.
So, Alma, are you up for the challenge? There are a lot of challenges this morning.
I am absolutely up for the challenge. You bet.
Now, don't forget. Now, we don't want any of those rough guys coming down, you know, to back you up. You know, I'm just an old guy here.
Well, Bob, you know, I think the guy you got to watch out for is Mr. Pizer, which is all to me, quite frankly. But
I don't plan on meeting him, so we'll be looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
Monday at 8, Alma.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. And I'll report tomorrow, Kevin, after my pretrial hearing, which is at 9:30.
Great. Hopefully you'll be out on bail to bring the turkeys.
Oh, I will get them to you, I promise.
Thank you, Alma.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
You too, our great friend Alma the Anti-Fracker. Are you up for the challenge?
I'm ready to go.
Now, don't be a diplomat. I want some hardcore action here on Monday.
You just want me to beat her up.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to beat anybody.
I got to tell you, she's told me many times she wanted to call you out. So this will be a good one.
Welcome. I'll be happy to sit there and talk about the real things that are going on here in the state.
All right.
But we're not going to talk about this phony fracking.
Tea Party Bob, Alma the Anti-Fracker, 8 o'clock Monday morning. Time for traffic at 580 KI.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by Liberal Steve, who has stopped by. And I have to say that your dress really usually resembles mine. You've got the shorts on and the hoodie, if you will. And what a lot of people that have an issue with you don't understand is you, and you don't like me talking about this, but you give quite a bit. And we have your great friend Jack with us, who is a product of you and your family coming down to our visit to our first visit at the Canyon County Animal Shelter. And you fell in love with Jack, and he and Angel continue to have a great time. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing what you've done giving Jack a home.
Oh, Kevin. I have a new home for another dog, too. It's a black lab. Her name is TNT because she's so explosive.
So you got a black lab in there, too?
Yeah, there's a black lab. She's a shelter dog.
Right. The best dogs to get.
Those two have taken her in just like it was their puppy, and they're training her well. So, yeah.
Hopefully they're training you well.
It's my pleasure to be here, Kevin. It's my pleasure to donate. This is America.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. You've stopped by. You've put your money where your mouth is, as you've done with all of our events. Talk a little bit about your donation and who you'd like to challenge.
Well, I just picked up 5 turkeys and I threw them in there. I mean, I could have got more, but I only had $100 cash on me. So I'll drop off some more before the week's out. But I'd like to challenge the big pockets. You got Senator Risch. It's a multimillionaire. Got more land up in northern Idaho than most Idahoans will ever have. You got Crapo. You got Otter. They're all good men. But you know what? Rather than spending millions of dollars on a campaign, spend millions of dollars on turkeys and get them down here to Kevin Miller. And I would like to see our governor of the state, show up down here at this Walmart parking lot with his big black SUV, with his bodyguards, and unload 10 turkeys for Kevin Miller.
So you've called out just about everybody.
You're darn right. They represent us, and they represent Idaho.
Would you like to call out all the conservatives?
You know who I'd like to see down here with a half a dozen turkeys?
Tea Party Bob's right next to you.
Phil Hardy. Come on, Phil.
I don't know if he's a conservative.
I know. Yeah, he's actually
he's one of yours.
He should be on The Voice.
Sleeper
where he should
cell,
be. He's
yeah.
in the wrong business. Anyway, Kevin, I got to run. I just purchased 800 acres over on the Oregon side.
Why didn't you purchase 800 turkeys?
Well, I can't put turkeys on it. I'm actually leasing it out. You know, this thing coming up in January 2015. And you stay fired up.
God bless
man.
You, my friend.
It's
Thank
great
you.
Great to see you guys.
All right, Liberal Steve donating.
Love America. Take care of America.
Let's go to traffic now. Kevin Miller in the morning. The action, the adventure doesn't stop. We'd love to see you. Garrity, Walmart, and Frank. Let's stop by and see us. Give a turkey, don't be one. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving Meridian.